Do you think sales is a bad word? When you hear the word sales, I wonder what images come to mind. Whatever your relationship is with selling, I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about how to sell like a good human. Hi, welcome to Conversations with Good Humans. I'm your host, Katherine Brown, and I'm author of the book called How Good Humans Sell. For the podcast this week, instead of sharing a conversation I had with another person who is a good human, I have decided that I'm going to share some information that came from an email that we did that's gotten a great response. It was called 5 Steps to Stand Out from the Crowd. And it went out as a part of my weekly email marketing series. If you do not receive my weekly email and you feel like this content is helpful, please look in the show notes for the hyperlink to subscribe to receive those emails. So this is a little bit unusual because it's going to be just me talking and it's not a Tuesday tip. It's actually me sharing a little bit more detail than what was in 5 Steps to Stand Out from the Crowd and having a teaching moment, sharing what is resonating so well with my clients, my prospects, and my listeners. Let me dive right in. If you follow me on LinkedIn, you already know that I love what I call follow-up Friday. Most Fridays, I encourage my followers to initiate with past, present, and potential clients. And the reason I named it Follow-Up Friday and picked Fridays because going all the way back to the days when I was a corporate recruiter, it's been my experience that Fridays are a great day to reach people. Now, I want people to sell every day, and I love what Craig Ballantyne says about sales. He says, if you have under $1 million in revenue, one of your main jobs is to sell every single day. So I definitely want people to do their revenue generating activities regularly, frequently, daily, if possible. I do think Fridays are a great particular day, both to wrap up the week as well as just real standouts because they're days that our prospects and clients tend to have lower energy for their regular tasks. My experience is that they often say yes to sales meetings because they're literally sitting at their desk, they're wishing that it were already the weekend, they're working through emails, and in some cases, they're looking for ways to avoid the work that they don't want to do. So I just have great success reaching people. Even in the summer, I would say give it a try. So whether it is for a successful follow-up Friday or you want to implement these tools for your own selling activity on other days, here's my 5 steps of what to do. Number one, be prepared. So let's face it, you're also tired on a Friday, right? We all have these low energy moments, and keeping yourself organized in your own CRM so you do not have to try to remember who you wanted to reach and why, let that CRM do the heavy lifting for you. And this means pre-setting tasks. I know and respect people who spend some time on Monday getting their week organized. I know some people who spend end of day Thursday getting the next 6 days organized. I know people who spend part of Friday getting the following week organized. You can have it be an end of the day activity where you document your notes and preset tasks. It really doesn't matter. I keep my CRM open and I just do it all as I go. I try not to get behind in notating what happened, because then I start to feel a little bit overwhelmed with getting behind. So pre-setting some tasks and being prepared is number one. Number two, have something of value to share rather than having to say, I'm touching base. I have touching base in air quotes. Sharing something of value can be a blog that you wrote, a blog someone else wrote. It could be a marketing PDF that you're actually using in a sales context and saying, I don't know if you've seen this checklist. It's really cool. It could be that you speak on video to your prospect or client and go into a little bit more detail and sort of shake things up versus, just writing or leaving a voice memo. But thinking about what they will find relevant and noting something that's happening in their industry, this can really set you up as a trusted resource and as a guide And as you all know, I love the metaphor of a guide with a capital G. We're sharing things of value. We're ahead of them in this thought process about how you get better in this particular area that ties to what we sell. So we want to be generous in what we give, and we want to avoid saying things like just touching base, especially using the word just because that's not powerful. So number one, be prepared. Number two, have something of value to share rather than just touching base. All right, number three, know your CTA. That stands for your call to action. Stating a clear call to action makes it easy for everyone to be prepared for what is happening next and for you to hold yourself accountable for the next steps. So here are some examples of good specific calls to action. Saying something like, I'll call you again Tuesday afternoon, or I will look for your email with that report by end of day on the 12th, or I will look for your signature on the contract by the end of the day today. These are specific days and times, and they are better than, quote, let me know if you're interested. People say, let me know if you're interested when they feel nervous. And what I have observed is if we feel insecure in the sales process, we're new at representing the product or service because maybe we've just changed jobs, or we're new to selling overall, we tend to be vague. And being vague is not a gift. Now, I was doing some training just this last week, and I had a salesperson at a client company who really pushed back on me on this point. And he said, as you know, if you're a good human and your brand is about good human, he said, I do not want to be too pushy. And I really do understand that perspective. I understand that he's a nice person and that he wants to give agency to his prospect. I also made the point that being clear is a gift, and being a good guide in the process simplifies life for me, which is a good human thing to do because I'm busy. So I really appreciate when people are very clear about what they will do next and what they want me to do next. Number four, remind yourself of the value you provide. So I literally want to prime myself. This is a topic I'll be discussing soon in the Tuesday tips. Priming is getting yourself in optimal mindset. So reminding yourself of the value you provide might be done by rereading your affirmations about what sales is or about what your goals, rereading client testimonials or Google reviews about how you've helped others. Take a look at your marble jar. I have talked before about how I drop a marble in a bowl that sits on my bookshelf right by my desk. And I like to have that visual representation when someone does a book review for me, when they tell me they enjoyed something on the podcast, when I have a successful sales call, when I close a piece of business. I put a marble in the jar, and I love to look at my marble jar as a symbol of progress and success. You're going to need to coach yourself and figure out what works for you to remind yourself of the value you provide. That will help you stand out. Finally, most importantly, do not give up too soon. Most business owners who sell and full-time sales professionals avoid prospecting on Fridays, and many just don't prospect enough to begin with. They do not initiate with enough people. Reaching out regularly will set you apart from others. Most salespeople only try reaching their ideal client one or two times. Business owners do this as well. After two times, they'll make up a story in their head and they'll say, well, if they were interested, they'd get back to me. But I don't believe that. Because people are busy and they don't know us yet, trying to get an appointment with someone only one or two times is just not enough touches to get a reply. There's all kinds of research about marketing averages and sales averages, and you're just going to really have to increase your outreach to get people's attention, even with great marketing, even with great copy. People are busy. If you have a follow-up Friday success story that you can share, drop me a message at Catherine@extraboldsales. That's with the C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E at extraboldsales.com. I'd love to hear about it. If you have found this helpful, don't forget to go to the show notes and sign up for my Friday emails because I share things like this. And I've got all kinds of classes as well as my keynote, How Good Humans Sell, that's modeled after some of the key lessons of my book that I would be happy to bring to your organization if you'd like to talk about things like this more. So don't hesitate to reach out on any of my channels, and I'll talk to you next time.